allow me to introduce myself. My name is Veej. V to the IJ. Since Jake is gone, y'all go do it my way. I'll save the world, Gandhi, Che, and Pox way. Then chill with my brown Beyonce. Veej. Not VJ Sin, but got the year-round tan. And you love the brown skin. My brown sweater's got a scarlet letter. But as I grow up, my sweater starts to fit me better. So watch what I'ma do, break you all something new. But respect the message, flash dropped in 82. See me shine as I secure my spot. I'm starting to get hot. See, my brain's Machiavelli branded. Pen in my hand and fiending for a grand. And fiending for my land. I'm pocking up the streets, riding beats till I burn. Then my soldiers pray 5 times a day towards my urn. And I walk tall and carry a big stick. My balls were so big when I jog I trip. I spit proud, scream my name out loud. My balls are so big, the three of us are a crowd. Yeah, I walk tall and carry a big stick. My balls are so big when I jog I trip. I spit proud, scream my name out loud. My balls are so big, the three of us are a crowd. Yeah.
In this economy, with this unemployment, with our desperate needs for jobs and economic growth, is this really the time to raise taxes, to create bureaucracies, and burden every job creator in our land?
If they take in what you earn, then you always get burned. But they place on the curb.
You got to bang, bang.
Gonna take what you got, gonna blow up the spot. I don't care if he's a cop.
You got to bang, bang.
Jealousy is a bitch. If he twitches, a snitch. Trigger finger got the itch.
You got to bang, bang.
Wanna fuck with my gang, we'll be bringing you the pain. It ain't never gonna change.
They say the pen's like a sword. Right before my son Osadi was born. Knocking your door, pop the untied mind on the floor. Murder the usual clients to gain the acceptance of a circle of super tyrants in a race for weapons. Most popular, of course, the AK-47, bought a dirty bomb for 900K. In North Denver, we the shifty face, personification of militants. Facilitate pistol spray, incredible distance, behind the scenes of intrigue. In the cold technology, orchestrated chaos, catapult feared society. Seeds the planet, the sea and evil seize the planet. Make your choice, feast or famine, we creep for cannons and spray everything. Like a fire truck and such.
Good morning, CKLN listeners. Good morning, check, check, 1, 2, it is the 25th day of March, 2010. You are listening to Rude Awakening here on CKLN Radio 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, Rogers Cable Box 947. These shows, my shows, as your host BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, are streaming and for download at archive.org or radio, the number 4all.net. You can also check Black Krishna at blogspot.com for the links and for more of my work. Or if you want to get at me, email blackkrishna@gmail.com. Yeah, we're currently listening to Bang Bang from La Coca Nostra, sort of a reconstituted House of Pain with Slain and Ill Bill, and this track guest starring Snoop Dogg. So some banging West Coast hip-hop here for you, and start off with my track from my first album ever back in 05, the Bootleg 9 Revolutionary Rep Weapon. That's called Interlude, but has been given a couple other names as well. Just breaking down the news for you here. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I am positing the idea that there is a new world order out there, a new world order, which is planning basically our lives and planning to take them in quite horrible ways, including with our very own healthcare system. Healthcare. I'm going off on healthcare for the last few days. Not going to spend all my time on it today, but do have to mention it. Mike Adams from NaturalNews.com was on the Alex Jones Show on the 23rd of March. That's just this week, just a couple of days ago. And NaturalNews.com is the best website on this. So I'm going to let Jones and Mr. Adams break down healthcare and what Mike Adams calls the medical dictatorship from one angle. Several ways that this is a bad idea. Again, Alex Jones on the Mike Adams Show, just breaking it down for you.
Today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America. Today.
hates America so much.
It is fitting that Congress passed this historic legislation this week.
What a criminal.
For as we mark the turning of spring, we also mark
Barry Sotero.
In a few moments, when I sign this bill,
we know his name's fake.
All of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
That the IRS is going to rape everybody and take over our lives and shut down alternative medicine? You mean that?
The Senate still has the last round of improvements to make on this historic legislation, and these are improvements I'm confident they will make swiftly.
This is what he said yesterday. Natural News is our guest, one of the preeminent experts on all the attempts by the UN, Codex Alimentarius, John McCain, and the White House to restrict vitamins, minerals, and alternative care. That is in this bill. But even mainline surgeries, mainline tests, taxes on your health funds, forcing everyone to buy health care, just an absolute rape with armed IRS agents, 16,500 to 20,000 new IRS agents to be involved, looking in your bank accounts, looking at your medical records. The IRS now controls what medical care you get. That's not rhetoric. That is the legislation. Mike Adams, continue getting into what this bill does to alternative care, not just mainline care.
Well, this bill is devastating to alternative care, Alex, because it excludes it. So it doesn't have any provisions for covering chiropractic care, for example, or acupuncture, or even nutritional medicine. It doesn't do anything to help Americans take care of their own health. All it really accomplishes is trapping Americans in a system of disease and sickness and bankruptcy. This is the same system that is bankrupting states right now, states like California. This is the same system that's bankrupting families and corporations. I mean, half the reason we're losing so many jobs to overseas companies is because our U.S. corporations can't afford the health care because it's really sick care. It's disease care. And now with this new legislation, it's going to become even less affordable. I mean, what, an 8% payroll tax on companies that can't or don't provide a system of health insurance that the government wants? You know, so more jobs are going to go overseas. This is more of a job loss in America. This is going to harm our economy even more, and it's going to cost, believe me, tens of trillions of dollars in lost economic productivity and extra costs over the next decade. Tens of trillions of dollars.
Well, break down specifically why you're so concerned about this.
Well, look, our system does not work as it is. I mean, look, I'm all for reform, Alex. We need real reform. We need a system that helps Americans be healthy. Like you, we have compassion for our fellow Americans. We want people to have less suffering. We want people to be healthier, more productive, so they live longer and they can earn more money and because their brains are working well, they have good cognitive function, and they're actually paying more taxes into the tax base to help fund those things that do need to be funded. But that's not what's happening. In this bill, it is enforcing sick care. It is taxing people who have chosen to take care of their health and try to stay outside the system. For example, I don't have health insurance, Alex, and many Americans who are taking care of their health have chosen not to have health insurance.
Well, that's another great point. I mean, let's say you're 35, 40 years old, you're in great shape, you've got a savings account, you don't want to have to go buy health insurance. That's why the insurance company lobbies wrote the bill, and then they played this propaganda piece about how they were against the bill in the media so they wouldn't get the heat on them, because if the public figures out the health insurance industry wrote this to make 35 to 40 million Americans buy their overpriced crap to go get their dangerous health care, if the public ever finds that out, they're going to understand this isn't just a wealth transference to the poor people. It's a wealth transference to the elite and a total takeover of our lives. How in a free society can the government make you go buy health care? How are they going to make people like Christian Scientist who don't believe in mainline health care get health care? How are they going to make people who are scared of hospitals, who've almost died in them, of infections and the wrong drugs? I mean, I'm scared of hospitals. How are they going to make you go? I mean, this is just total tyranny.
Well, it is, and this is the difference between conventional medicine versus alternative medicine or holistic medicine. In the world of alternative and holistic medicine, we believe in free choice, that everybody should have their choice, all parents. They can choose vaccines if they want, but they should also have the right to choose no vaccine for their children. But conventional medicine, that is pharmaceutical medicine, does not believe in your right to choose anything. They believe that if you disagree with them, you should be arrested at gunpoint. You should have your children taken away from you by Child Protective Services. You should be forced to have a chemotherapy injection in your veins by a court order because you disagree with their scientists who are all paid off by Big Pharma in the first place. I mean, this is the key philosophical difference between conventional medicine and natural medicine. And that's why the entire natural medicine community is just up in arms over this legislation right now. This is a medical dictatorship that we're now facing.
Man. You know the album comes out July 14th. There's 15 joints on the album. This is one of them, featuring Bum B, produced by Alchemist.
And we're back, CKLN listeners.
Listen to this shit. This is a head nod.
That's right. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones radio show. Don't mind little La Coca Nostra promo there. This song is called Choose Your Side, because really, that's what it's getting down to these days, as you heard the two gentlemen discuss on the Alex Jones radio show from the 23rd day of March 2010. The medical dictatorship. And why do I keep coming at this from so many different angles? Because it just is that important. We are living in an era where there is a standardized New World Order system growing around us. Standardized culture, essentially, the central banking families, or families that own the central banks of the world, that print fiat money from nothing, loan it to the world at interest, and get paid back through their control of our labor, are kind of going for broke when it comes to total control. And one of their major weapons of total control will be and is the use of healthcare as a weapon. And with Obamacare just passing, and everybody getting a chance to cheer for Obama again, it's no surprise that people wanted to, because people are looking for something to cheer for these days. And it's fun to cheer for Obama when everybody's cheering for Obama, as we've seen. But a number of things happening today. Just checking out the cover of the Metro right now. Actually, this is yesterday's Metro, and then I'll go through today's. And that is Secure Summit. Security plans outlined for summer's G20 meeting. Again, the New World Order is all about control, and they're all about exaggerating threats to get more control over us. And so the exaggerated threat of people who would protest with the G20 countries are up to is creating a... well, here it is. According to the innermost security zone, access to the innermost security zone during the G20 weekend will be controlled by a 3-meter-high fence and 5 levels of security screening, a summit official said yesterday. These were among details shared with more than 100 property managers and company representatives who attended yesterday's, quote, G20 Summit Preparedness Workshop hosted by the Building Owners and Managers Association, BOMA. BOMA represents more than 700 commercial real estate companies in the GTA who are anxious to know how they can prepare for the G20 meeting on June 26th and 27th. So, massive, massive security changes coming to our society. We can see this all over the place, but the home of this is in England, and at least politically. Now, people will say the Jesuits are in charge, or the lizards, or the aliens, or the whatever, but politically, we can see that our modern banking think tank, political and intelligence institutions, even in North America, originated from England, either through ideas or through literal implementation. The Royal Institute for International Affairs, the premier think tank talking shop in the world, has satellites in Canada, the Council of Canadian Chief Executives, and Council on Foreign Relations in the U.S., and many others. And so let's see what's happening with healthcare in England, courtesy of James Dellingpole, a writer for the London Telegraph, who will break down how dangerous socialized healthcare can be.
This is the National Post of Canada. Here's the London Guardian. Give me a document cam shot. How going green may make you mean. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, many times more likely.
I'm going to break down this article as well when I get back.
The greenies are criminals. Dillingpole had a tongue-in-cheek article, but very serious in the body. Greens sacrifice babies to Satan, sell grandmothers into slavery, etc. Well, remember what happened down in Latin America last month? You had a wife and husband kill themselves and then try to kill the baby because they were worried about global warming. Here's a story out of the Telegraph. Liars, cheats, thieves, the terrible truth about the mean greens. Here's another one. Are green consumers more unethical? Look, these people, you go to a grocery store, the paper bags bust on you. I've read the statistics that they actually create more acid, more pulp, more energy used. Now, not that that matters. That's industry. It's renewable. The plastic is actually better, but they don't care. They will get in your face about it. These people want your house. They want your car. And if you go to Zilker Park, there's glass everywhere in Austin, just everywhere, all over the ground. Anyone that parks an SUV, it happened to us, gets it keyed. If you're lucky, normally windows locked out, tires slashed. Hey, listen, I got three children. I got my wife. When my parents went someplace with us a few weeks ago, all of us, all seven of us could ride in the car. But these little control freaks want to run our lives. Now, I'm ranting. I apologize to Dillingpole. We're going to get into this coming up. But first, I wanted to get into government-run health care and what it's really like from Airstrip 1 in this 1984 system. Mr. Dillingpole, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me back, Alex. Yeah, so you want me to tell you about the British National Health Service experience. Well, it seems to me that there are two ways of allocating scarce resources, you know, to do with health. And one way is to do it through the market to, you know, if you pay, then you will get service. The other way, which is what we've got here in Britain, is a form of state rationing. Now, maybe this way of allocating healthcare was appropriate immediately after the Second World War. But somehow I feel that the world has moved beyond the Second World War mentality, where you're kind of grateful for what you get and you know, you're happy to queue up for your rubbish service. The fact is that Britain has the lowest cancer survival rate in the G8. That in itself is a pretty grim indictment of our system. We also have, I don't know whether you followed this in America, we had the scandal of Stafford Hospital, the hospital where as many as 1,200 patients may have died because of government targets.
Oh, I saw an article last week where the guy just showed up over 3 days and died on a gurney.
Yeah, well, this sort of thing happens. At this particular hospital, patients were being left unwashed for up to a month. They were abandoned in their soiled, blood-stained sheets. The nurses weren't doing anything about it. They weren't giving them water. They weren't, you know, patients were crying out in pain. Now, I'm not saying that this is necessarily the common experience, you know, that everyone suffers every time they go into a National Health Service hospital. Sometimes you do get good treatment. And, you know, when you do, I mean, I burned my hand once, and after my 3 hours in a waiting room that made the Star Wars cantina scene look like Baywatch, eventually I got my treatment. But you do have to wait a very long time, and often the service you get is rather grudging, because, you know, you are treated as a supplicant, not as a paying customer. You are treated more or less like you don't really deserve to be there. And
well, that's what Tom Daschle 3 years ago said in his book. We've been reading the quotes where we need to be like Europe, where old people know they have a duty to die.
Yeah, the grass is always greener, isn't it? I do worry for America, because I think, okay, so you've now adopted this new Obamacare system. It's going to cost you, A, an awful lot of money, and B, the moment you give big government a say in allocating healthcare, big government also feels it suddenly has the right to tell you how you should live your life, how much you drink, how fatty your food is.
They're already saying $1,000 fines and jail time for salting your food in New York State. And I see them pushing similar things now in England.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have this traffic light system now on our food in supermarkets whereby, you know, red means dangerous, you know, amber means treat with caution, and green means go. It's safe and low in cholesterol and stuff. You know,
and they're setting the precedent to literally run your life and tax certain foods more. I mean, they're openly saying this.
Oh, absolutely. There is no question about it because, you see, once government starts spending money, I mean, your money, let's not forget, when government starts spending your money on healthcare, it thinks that the best way of making the service cheaper and getting better value for money is not through the actual service it provides, but by spending a fortune on advertising and measures to forcing free individuals to behaving in a way that conforms with the government's idea of health. So, you know, abnormal behavior is not allowed anymore. You have to eat lettuce and live like a rabbit and not drink alcohol anymore and definitely not smoke. Or you won't get, you know, the medical treatment that you've paid for.
And that's why they love to collectivize things, because then they get all of the rabble that's on the dole angry at not just people with more money than them with class warfare, but now they're not just angry about the plastic bags or your big car. Now they're looking at what you're ordering.
Yeah, and yeah, of course, the other thing you get is, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with this, you're going to get lots of health tourism. I mean, the number of health tourists we get from the third world coming over here, sneaking into the system and, you know, getting treatment that they haven't paid for is, it costs the British Exchequer a lot of money. So our service goes down and down and down, and you know, you have to wait longer and longer and longer for treatment.
By the way, I just pulled this article up. I have seen scores of cases in Kansas City, but also at Walter Reed in another part of the country. In fact, here's the Washington Post. Pentagon is probing veterans home. The Government Accountability Office warned the Pentagon this week that residents of a home may be at risk in light of allegations of severe health care problems. Residents have been admitted to Walter Reed Army Medical Center with the most serious type of pressure sores. And in one case, this is one of many, with maggots in a wound, a bunch of vets have died from a special type of fly that goes up into the nose and lays eggs in the mucous membrane. And then they have a meal of your brain. So I guess we're getting screwworms now that we eradicated for cows, now feasting on the vets. The one place where the government does run the health care, and it's absolutely abhorrent.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is welcome to our world. This is what it's been like for the last 50 years in Britain. People in this country are very sentimental about the National Health Service. They see it as this free service, and they look on America with horror, many people, and go, well, that's an awful place where, you know, if you get run over by a car, the first thing that happens is you get checked whether you've got medical insurance. Well, I mean, that's not quite fair, is it? I don't think anyone gets turned away and allowed to die by...
No, that's asinine. You go directly to the emergency room, it's all free.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've opened the floodgates here. I don't know how much it's going to cost the American taxpayer.
Well, James, stay there, because I want to talk to you about how it's enforced in England, because we all copy each other in tyranny. The worst aspects of each nation, the bureaucrats share it, but the IRS, 16 to 20,000 new employees garnishing your wages. We'll be right back with James Dillingpole.
6 billion people on Earth when the infection hit. KV had a 90% kill rate. That's 5.4 billion people dead, crashed, and bled out dead. Less than 1% immunity. Left 12 million healthy people like you, me, and Ethan. The other 588 million turned into your dart seekers. And then they got hungry, and they killed and fed on everybody. Everybody.
conscious thought got away with it. Everybody's hating it. Anger build the future. You losers need to start facing it. You could get the bladed tip, shark tooth serrated shit. Open up your skin like a zipper when I'm waving it. Slay you cause you ain't as quick. Burn you with the flames we spit. Wild on the mic, nobody could ever tame the clip. Blast it with the grain we grip. Rap it like we painting pics. Reppin' hip hop till we die. Go to the grave with it. Fuck all
and
the famous shit.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. That was journalist James Dellingpole on the Alex Jones radio show. And they were talking about health care and talking about how tragic the health care system is once it's federalized. And Canada's the same way. Again, here in Canada, here on the 25th day of March 2010, it might be worth understanding and recognizing the fact that our health care system is getting worse. And we did have a massive, you know, H1N1 campaign that my colleagues at TorontoTruthSeekers.com and I helped activize against in this city. We had the only basically weekly street action, I think, during that time of propaganda and fear in the world dealing with that particular issue, the H1N1 vaccines being pushed on us and others. And that is the future of healthcare. Now, Canada's has been relatively benign since. But then again, it is the type of thing that's deteriorating, as we can see. I don't know how many people out there are scared of hospitals. If you're not, you should be. Scared of healthcare, if you're not, you should be. This isn't about attacking the doctors and the nurses and the good people working in a system that's corrupt and that's bloated and bureaucratic. It's about what we the people can do to free those people from being put into positions where they compromise our health. Here in Canada, the Americans in America, the Brits in England, and everywhere, because we are all of our institutions are being corrupted by the New World Order, and that's key to understand, hence the reason I'm playing clips. They also started off in that clip talking about an article or a study recently that says, and this is here on the cover of yesterday's Metro from the 24th of March 2010, quote, green consumers more likely to cheat and steal, says study. And I'm going to break down the article, then show you how this is related to healthcare and the New World Order. The idea that driving an electric car and buying fair trade coffee makes you a good person is grass-fed bullcrap, according to psychologists at the University of Toronto. People who buy, quote, ethical products are more likely to cheat and steal, according to the Do Green Products Make Us Better People, a study published in Psychological Science. Purchasing green products may produce the counterintuitive effect of licensing asocial and unethical behaviors by establishing moral credentials, the report states. In other words, people who spend money on green products may climb on a moral high horse and excuse their bad behavior elsewhere because they feel they've built a stockpile of do-gooder points. So yeah, it's kind of like karma. You know, they say, oh, you know, I'm better than you because, you know, I bring my own bag to the grocery store. I'm better than you because I bike instead of driving a car. I'm better than you because, you know, I study this information. And there's a lot of that being sold out there in the green movement, which is what makes them so dangerous. And that is the new communism movement. That is the new sort of mind control they're putting out there for people to control other people with bits and pieces of power. So, for example, you'll have environmental groups out there that spend forever and ever trying to get their ish together and get some political power. And then once they get it and they get that taste of it, they don't want to let go of it. And that happens for a lot of community organizations. So, breaking down this green article a little bit further, what is the green movement? Well, the green movement, essentially, at least as modern, it's constituted in its current form, is basically eugenics repackaged as earth worship. And that basically means they want people to care more about the concept of earth than they do about the concept of people and the people on this earth. And by getting us to do that, they can say, you know, we all need to do X, Y, or Z for the earth. And if you buy into that without looking deeper into it, you're going to get mad at everyone who does and everyone who questions it. And that's currently what's been happening. I've been on the global warming tip, anti-global warming tip, anti-global warming myth tip. I actually do want it to get warmer. And it shows that plants and animals and people, everybody does better than when it gets warmer because easier for plants to grow. More carbon dioxide as well, which is what plants eat, is actually better for the environment when it comes to serving people on the environment.
And that's really a key. But as currently constituted, there's a couple of main planks. One is that in 20 years, we're all going to die from global warming if we don't do something now. Now. That doesn't mean worry about, you know, the 3 billion people living on less than $2 a day right now. That doesn't mean worrying about the homeless people in this country of 30-something million, second largest in the world, full of resources, and we don't have anything for them? Insane. But that's what this is for. So basically it's based on future fears that get us to ignore current problems and yet make radical changes to our own lifestyle to deal with, again, future fears that may or may not come to pass and that we may or may not be able to do anything about. I don't know if we can control the temperature in 20 years. We can't control it right now by mitigating our carbon dioxide output, because it's a fraction of greenhouse gases in total. The second thing is sustainability. they're telling us that, you know, we've had it too good, and our lifestyles and our cars and all this is unsustainable. And they're getting us all to buy $500,000 condos, little, you know, 20 by 20 foot boxes in the sky, stacked and packed on top of each other. That's all part of the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda 21 Smart Growth Program. They make it fashionable, they make it hip, and so we get into it. But it's important to understand, you know, what this movement is. The reason it relates to healthcare is because the same eugenicist New World Order cult behind the control of our major institutions is behind both the global standardization of universal big pharmacide healthcare and the green movement. And both of them are fundamentally anti-human. There aren't many, healthcare doesn't give you many solutions to help strengthen your own immune system so you can individually handle problems. They give you specific drugs for specific things that don't work, and that often lead to people taking more drugs. And the green movement right now, what it's doing is it's micromanaging our lives. Again, James Dellingpo from the Alex Jones Show will break this down in more detail. Sorry to you folks out there that are into this, but again, we got to know what we're getting into before we get really into something. Again, James Dellingpo from the Alex Jones Radio Show from the 16th of March, 2010.
You into the healthcare, but you are a guinea pig who's been living through this, but it does integrate and dovetail into the overall mindset of these people. In fact, I have articles here where they say lowering our carbon footprint, destroying industry, will save the earth, and that we do need to reduce population. And then we have this Canadian prestigious study done. And again, here are the headlines: how going green may make you mean, ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, massively more likely to steal. So that's the Guardian, who are basically made up of a lot of these people, admitting it. It's not just James Dellingpo writing about it, but James has been saying these very things for 4 or 5 years that I've been reading his column since I've been aware of him. James, how did you know this about them? I guess you had the same experience as I did, but let's find out. And then B, let's get into this study in detail.
Well, I think Alex, it all fits into the bigger picture. I think this rule doesn't just apply to Greens. It applies to libtards, Marxists, do-gooders generally. People of the liberal left generally feel that because they vote for a form of government which involves wealth distribution, which involves government punishing the rich and making rules, they feel that is their moral get out of jail free. I think, you know, conservatives are much more honest about the facts of life. They're much more, they believe much more in personal responsibility. And I think for that, because conservatives believe in personal responsibility, they hold themselves to higher standards of behavior than liberals. Does that gel with your experience?
Absolutely, and I don't even call them liberals. It's a control freak cult who hates everyone and loves to run people's lives.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, I think that liberals have call them what you will, watermelons, Marxists, whatever. They have a very depressing view of human nature, which is that we are all so essentially evil that the only way that we can be coerced into good behavior is for big government to step in and rule our lives. And I think they include themselves. You know, subconsciously they think that they think of themselves as these flawed, corrupted people. So they don't feel the need to behave well in the same way that you or I might do. You know, I mean, I feel that ultimately I'm going to be judged for my behavior. I expect people to behave well towards me as I behave well towards them. Your libertard doesn't care about that because, hey, that's government's job. It's government's job to police behavior. And if you can get away with it, as in this, you know, this rather interesting research from Canada, where this experiment was done on all these students, and they divided them into various control groups, and they discovered that, where are we? Let's see. It says, later, in an honor system in which participants were asked to take money from an envelope to pay themselves their spoils, the Greens were six times more likely to steal than the conventionals. Now, this is a psychological experiment, but I think we all know where it's coming from. It's borne out by our daily lives, is it not?
Well, it is. But expanding on that, I think it's even worse. Talking to these people, they see themselves as powerless scum who never have any future, who are very envious and hateful, whereas a more libertarian or classical conservative has a high view of themselves and enjoys life and likes seeing others do well. I mean, that's how I am. I never thought of myself as some special good guy. This was just who I was and my parents and my culture.
We spend our whole time being eaten up with envy about other people doing well because we think, well, that's how the system works. Some people do better than others, and normally it's through...
Exactly. It's an envy-based thing. So they feel that they get power through the state. They feel like that it's their state, their government. It's an extension of them. They're living vicariously through Stalin or through Obama or through Mao.
That's totally true. And I would say the very worst, the lowest of all vermin, I'm afraid to say, are the watermelons, the Marxists who've essentially moved into the Green Movement and co-opted it for their own ends. Because I see, you know, I spend a lot of time arguing with these people. And what strikes me about the majority of dark green, you know, eco-fascists that I have met, is that they really do not care about nature and they loathe mankind. You know, they are not in it to save the world. They are in it to punish the human species for their outrageous cheek in existing on the planet. They think we...
And we're back, CKLN listeners. That was, again, James Dellingpole from the 16th of March, 2010, on the Alex Jones Radio Show. And sorry for anyone out there who is insulted, but again, you've got to see the context for this. When you understand the New World Order system, and most people just choose not to, you know, they hear about it and they go, ah, I can't make any money off that. I can't get a job off that. I can't say that stuff to anybody, so I'm just not going to look into it. And that's how the New World Order controls our curiosity and our, I guess, our effectiveness. Because, again, if you don't understand what's going on, then you're going to fall for something they put out there. And that's how it goes. So both the left and the right are controlled by, again, the same New World Order system that has created a left-right paradigm, a false dialectic, to make sure we choose between one of those two sides and then sort of bank on that. That's our team to cheer for. A lot of people right now, and it's sad to say, I got friends who give me updates on TV, and Jon Stewart from the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, with Stephen Colbert as following him. Jon Stewart has completely sold out the people when it comes to Obama and pushing health care and just baby talk, absolute baby talk. I tune in once in a while to double check, and every time I tune in, it's quite horrible. What you mean people not want health care? What you mean not good? Ooh, you conservative, you want everyone to die. And everyone will laugh and so on. And this is part of the infantilization of our culture. I won't go in on Stewart any more than this right now. I do have to do a bit more homework on him. But it's sad because you get the sense that with all the hype around Obama, at least if you study the big picture, he is like the big push. You know, if there were sleeper cells in the media that were basically doing a good job building up credibility, building up their audience, this happens in the Truth or Patriot community as well. This is their moment to switch and to push for
The exact same police state measures, brutal foreign policy, absolute internal corruption, to push for all the same policies that that Bush Jr., the last president, pushed. But this time, say they're good because we got a new face for him, and that is President Barack H. Obama. So definitely started off with a bit about that and a bit about health care. Took it to the green movement. This whole show is basically about our institutional anti, our institutional dehumanization and the anti-human agendas of the institutions. As Ms. Stellingpole talked about with respect to health care, because there's not a formal business relationship with the hospital, you know, you can be treated any way you want to, or any way they want to treat you, you know, because you don't have a choice. That's your hospital, and you go there and you wait, and you know, you chop your finger off with a bandsaw, and you're sitting there with you know, an ice pack or 12 or 3 or 4 hours until someone can finally see you. So this is not a healthy system. Doesn't produce healthy people. The corporate big pharma side influence on healthcare is something that needs to be mitigated, as well as on the bodies that control the actions of the doctors and nurses out there, the Ontario College of Physicians and Surgeons, to name one, among others in Canada, as we play The Way It Should Be by Plex, featuring Wob Kanyu and Sarah Podemski at newleafentertainment.ca. You can see more of their work. Again, playing some Canadian artists on this show, including Angerville and Plex and his team at New Leaf. So hopefully you're enjoying that. But yeah, in a nutshell, I'm going to break down a couple of more articles here from the various news sources I have in front of me. One of them is from Infowars.com, website I recommend on a regular basis. And this is from Corey Doctorow at Boing Boing. It says here, Ottawa joins the war on photography and sketching. And it says here, a jittery or nervous individual loitering near a transit shelter or whose behavior on board a bus appears suspicious, abnormal, or out of the ordinary. And then next bullet point, an individual taking photos or pictures in a location that has no particular interest, drawing maps or sketches, taking notes, or wandering in the same location for an unusually long time. That would be me. Well, anyway, these are a couple of warning signs posted. Let's see what the article says here from Boing Boing, courtesy of Infowars.com. Mekki says, the city of Ottawa has launched a security campaign funded by Transport Canada federally that asks people to report, quote, any suspicious behavior, unquote, which includes photographers and sketchers. They explicitly list, quote, an individual taking photos or pictures, drawing maps or sketches as things to report. My friend Sarah Gelbar teaches in the architecture department at Carleton University in Ottawa. She had her students do a project on transit in the city last year. They all went to transit stations and took reference pictures to help plan out their projects. Security stopped and questioned several of them. And this was before this new campaign. I'm afraid what might happen now if people start calling in on the, quote, suspicious behavior of students taking photos of a transit station. And the next line is, good to see the Anglo-American stupid creeping up to Canada. So that's what it is. And this is to discourage us from documenting the changes in our society. I know this, folks. Here in Toronto, it is the 25th day of March, 2010. Just last week, from the 16th, 17th, and 18th, there was heavy chemtrail spraying here in the city of Toronto. You don't believe me? Watch 20 of my videos at youtube.com/blackkrishnaverse. And you can see for yourself what was going on over this city, just yesterday. And that's the point, is that, or not just yet, just last week, excuse me. I'm trying to pull in another song here as I try and DJ the show live, but back to the rant. Okay, so from the 16th to the 18th, there was chemtrails. Since then, it's been raining heavily. I took a bunch of videos. Some colleagues of mine at TorontoTrueSeekers.com took a number of videos and pictures posted. Go to TorontoTrueSeekers.com to see some of those. Or just Google Toronto chemtrails or check YouTube for it, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff recently. After those chemtrails, it rained for like 4 days, and it was quite terrible and quite cold. And then yesterday was the first nice day in a while, and no chemtrails. I was surprised. I was keeping an eye out for them, but I didn't see any, and that's probably a good thing. But that's what we can do. If we take pictures of this, if we take pictures of our socialization, people don't stop and smell the roses. People don't stop and look twice. People don't stop
and try and study and really understand, you know, what's, you know, popping into their brain out of the corner of their eye on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, 200, you know, skulls a day on backpacks and toques and t-shirts and purses and shoes and all these other images of skulls out there promoted in our culture by the satanic pedophile cults that run the world, the New World Order, and their filtration process through our mass media and culture. So, you know, that's in a nutshell, you know, what's going on right now. And that's to dehumanize us. Again, it's all to dehumanize us. Porn is to dehumanize us. Our modern culture, the Saw movies, I think they're up to Saw 4, 5, or 6 right now. And some people will defend that and say, oh, the Saw guy only kills guilty people. Folks, you can't, your pastime can't be watching people torture people, whether it's in torture films or whether it's in pornography, where a girl's getting paid, you know, $800 to be abused for an hour or so, so they can take the best 20 minutes and put it on film. Go to thepinkcross.org or pinkcross.org to see some testimonials of former porn stars and people who get out of the business and talk about, you know, how corrupt that is. So, again, this is the New World Order plans to dehumanize us through healthcare, our acceptance of healthcare, our acceptance of the failures of healthcare, dehumanize us through the modern environmental movement, which completely forgets about fluoride, which was what started off the environmental movement in Oneonta, New York, according to journalist Christopher Bryson from The Fluoride Deception. Great book you should read, great documentary, about 30 minutes interview with him that you should watch, The Fluoride Deception. Or go to fluoridealert.org for more info on fluoride. At Toronto Truth Seekers, still trying to work on that campaign, trying to get some traction going, but a lot of colleagues of mine in this business, both Toronto Line Elementary, Toronto Truth Seekers, across the web and so on, very, very good at understanding the world, not so good at making plans for what to do about it. That's where traditional activism comes in. When you got high school kids right now planning their senior prom and taking several weeks to do so and getting together and organizing and making phone calls and sending out invitations and blah, 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 definitely more quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, truthers, anti-New World Order crusaders can do the same. Because if we can't, we've been lobotomized. And people out there, if you can't react to these things, you've been lobotomized. Maybe the fear's got to you. Who knows? Or maybe it's covers like Bar Raffaelli in Paris for absolutely no reason, but looking quite stunning on the cover of yesterday's Metro, just sort of posing for a Passionata campaign. And then to the left of that, there's a 18-year-old lesbian girl's rights violated by not being allowed to bring her date to the prom. To the right, the Secure Summit G20 plans for Toronto coming up, where they're basically going to wall off a huge chunk of the city. You know, just pure police state, Baghdad, Green Zone, embassy style, unless we insist that they don't. And we insist that, look, these guys can, they don't need this much security. It's the leaders of 20 countries. You know, go to a hotel somewhere, you know, lock that off. But you don't need all this nonsense. And on and on and on. Canada third best at keeping promises to the G8 and G20 relationships that we foment, according to page 3 of yesterday's Metro. And again, they make our the New World Order is making a lot of our decisions based on the collective, not just the local collective, which is bad enough. I mean, you have local collectives in communist Russia, communist China, communist Cambodia, communist Cuba, where people are basically asked to alter their tastes and behavior and decisions for the greater collective good, even though the greater collective good keeps getting less good year after year under communist systems. So, you know, do keep an eye out for that, because it is important to understand, you know, what is going on here. Why are we being told that we've had it too good when it's the 21st century? Why are we being told that reduce our standards of living? Why are we being told that we have to deal with healthcare that continues to get worse and more expensive? You know, what is going on here? Are we just screwed? Is this just some sort of cosmic joke on all of us? You know, have we been, you know, bad? Is this what we deserve? Well, you know what? Possibly. But the point is, what are you going to take? And that's the key. So definitely a couple of shout-outs there. It says here, lifting the veil
Quebec bill requires women to reveal face for services. Muslim women will be forced to uncover their faces if they want services from Quebec government, according to landmark legislation tabled yesterday in the province. So they are definitely fomenting more racism. It works. It cuts both ways when it comes to the Muslim community here. But you can see what happens when you just chill out. Let's use this as an example with respect to 9/11, the war on terror, and the Muslim community. And not knocking them, because we all chilled out while they were being tortured publicly, as the pictures we saw on TV 5-6 years ago showed. We all chilled out. But you can see that when you chill out, things just get worse. I see a Dockers khaki ad on page 5 of today's Metro. Today is the 25th of March, 2010. Maintain toughness and embrace softness. Welcome to the new man. And this is Stealth Cargo Pants by Dockers. It says, wear the pants. So this is how they're taking us down, folks. They're co-opting our natural instincts to rebel, our natural instincts to be concerned, our natural instincts to be manly. You'll get people walking around swaggering because they got the right clothes on instead of because they're doing the right stuff. And as your radio evangelist here on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, I got to say this stuff. Does that mean I'm perfect? No. Does that mean I'm trying to do good stuff and once in a while? Sure. I'll cop to that. But enough copping this stuff from me. Hope you did enjoy today's show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mr. Bill Watson is coming up next with 4 hours of your jazz bungee. So, definitely do some stretching exercises. Loosen the neck. You do not want to get jazz whiplash when Mr. Watson is rocking the decks here at CKLN Radio. But I'm going to leave you with my song here. Classic little satirical song called Yellow Prick Road. To fade out for Mr. Watson to fade in. Again, folks, the healthcare movement, healthcare sounds great, but what is the healthcare we're getting? The green movement sounds great, but why aren't they working about mercury, GMO foods, lead and everything, and so on? Let's start having a bit more accountability from people that say they're trying to save the world. Let's see what they're willing to look into on behalf of all of us to see whether or not we should support them. We know there's corruption out there, so who's got the stones to go at it and go for it and go for our future here in Toronto, Canada, and worldwide? Peace out, everybody.
Exactly what you told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Now hold on just a minute, game of life, gotta win it. Got game, got dreams, gonna spin it. Feeling Popeye, off some spinach. Dennis to menace to society, don't be trying me or I'll grimace. My crime, man, child, metrosexual. Thanks to extra estrogen, drinking my testicles. What's too big to fit in the vestibule? Now my skinny jeans are eating my beans like a fool. I'm a cool tool, a rose roll, slumming in a lemon pool. Hemming on a hemming drool, old school and new school. Old school kids do biz, retro tardy. Nothing comes next, see the matrix started. Trapping mice, half a brain and half a pair. Ain't there, half the world knows, but half the world don't care. Half of me got half a mind to be slapping you. Half of you got half a mind left to get slapped too. Half the troops gonna have to get this soon. We live in a cartoon, I'll use Misha Button as a harpoon. The snap rapping halves, better warpath at recycle samples of mind games past. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Follow me and do exactly what you told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me and do exactly what you told. I'm past tense, my lyrics is past tense. Haters and critics can suck digits and fidget with no defense against common sense. I guess we are so far Wanna get a bit after working so hard? Wanna get a clue, get the facts about taxes. Certain is death sentence, who? Just relax. It's time for a educated nation to awaken. Shaking, baking, chicken, hills getting taken. Quaking over faking, Satan hating, masturbating. Got a full plate waiting, got beef and a steak waiting. Got a future full of shooters, but is it you? Who's aiming, blame or being blamed? So who's gaming? In the game, playing with your mind state. Grind, get, concentrate. Concentration camps not far away. No way, get your mind straight. TV fantasy, sell us what we wanna be. I'm flaunting what we ought to be. Stunting like I'm gonna be forever and tomorrow. Cause forever starts today unless you just wanna swallow. And it feels so hollow. Celebrate before it's too late. What's too late? How can you say that straight? Follow me and do exactly what you're told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me and do exactly what you're told. Follow me and do exactly what you're told. Follow me on the yellow brick road. Follow me.